once hate, love now abides. And where there was confusion, peace now reigns. I'm walking with Jesus, I'm a child of the King, and it's all because I am redeemed. I'll tell of God's favor, I'll tell you of His love, I'll tell of His goodness, God's goodness to me. For He purchased my redemption with His own precious blood, and from sin I've been set free. Good to see you in the house of the Lord this evening. What a great, great service this morning. Amen. And we just so excited about the moving of the Holy Spirit in this place today. I don't know about you, but I have taken that service home with me this afternoon and done much thinking about what the Lord has done and what He continues to do. What a great song this morning Miss Christy sang, and what a message that the church gave. Amen. And we're very thankful for that. But it's good to see you back here this evening. This is, I guess, officially our first Sunday night back. And last Sunday, we had our service outside. If you followed us on Facebook, you were able to be a part of that as well. But we do have, we are live Facebook tonight, and also live here in person. We're very thankful for what the Lord has done and what He continues to do. Let's go to Him tonight in a word of prayer and just ask the Lord to be with us this evening as well. Brother Larry, would you lead us as we pray? Church, would you stand with me? Could we sing the chorus? And I just want you to take your time tonight and just worship the Lord, just as you did this morning, and just allow the Lord to speak to us. Could we sing the chorus that says, "There's something about the name of Jesus. There's just something about that name." Sing unto the Lord tonight.
Jesus, there's just something.
Yes, there's something about that name. Amen, thank you. While you're standing, let's turn over to page number 57. Page 57, if you need it. Let's sing a couple of verses of Amazing Grace. Sing this with me. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. So, been good. Amen. Thank you, church. You can be seated. Can we go back and pick up a song the guys were playing it, I think, a little while ago when we first came in, and we're going to step things up a little bit, let the musicians play maybe one, and but we're going to join them and sing page number 333, an old song, probably hadn't sung it in years. It simply says, I'll Fly Away. Sound familiar? Page 333, church. I'll Fly Away. All right, church, let's sing now. Some glad morning when this life is over. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, bye-bye. so good to see you in the house of the Lord tonight. You pray for us. Choir's going to sing another song. Good to have the choir back with us this evening, back on a Sunday night, and we're very thankful for that. You just continue to pray for the Lord's direction, and you heard Brother Justin, and he will give us these same announcements here in a few moments. But please don't forget about next Sunday morning. That's Mother's Day, next Sunday morning. Then next Sunday night, we'll have no service on Sunday evening for Mother's Day. Give you an opportunity to spend time with your mother, with your families. So please remember that. But it is good to be back in the house of the Lord again tonight. And you pray for Miss Shirley tonight as she sings about the God on the mountain.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Faith, child, you are never alone. And the God on the mountain is the God in the valley. Things go wrong, He'll make it right. And the God in the good time is the God in the bad time. The God of the day is the God in the night. We talk of faith when we're up on the mountain. Talk comes easy when life's at its best. Now it's down in the valley of trials and temptations. That's when faith is really put to the test.
And it's good to be here. And I just want to echo again that the great service we had this morning. What a wonderful blessing it was, how refreshing it was for the Lord to manifest himself in such a way as he did. And I was helped this morning, and I know you were too. What a blessing. Again, the song was, all the music this morning, but that latest special, and just what a great blessing it was all the way to the last amen. But this is a brand new service, and so we are in need of your prayers tonight as we try to bring the message we were intending on bringing this morning. And we're going to try to bring tonight. If you have your Bible, and I hope you do, take your Bibles and turn to Colossians chapter number 4. Colossians chapter number 4. And in just a few moments, we're going to read one verse. It'll be our starting verse, verse number 14. Colossians 4, 14. I want to do a character study tonight, if I could. And those that watched on Facebook this past Wednesday night, we did a character study on Epaphroditus. And Epaphroditus, the verses we used from him was in Philippians. And we know that Epaphroditus was one of Paul's fellow servants. But tonight, we want to look at a new character. And that is Demas. We'll look at Demas. In fact, the title is Details About Demas. Let me say as we begin the message tonight that Demas had been involved for a time in Paul's ministry. Then you don't hear about Demas anymore. He let his light shine only for a little while. Demas, I guess we could say, was just a flash in the pan for the Lord. Demas didn't leave a mark of inspiration in biblical history, but he left a scar of pain in biblical history. And speaking of history tonight, I want to quote something this philosopher slash poet once said by the name of George Santana. He said, "Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it." I'll say that one more time concerning history. Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Another person said, "Each time history repeats itself, the price goes up." And so when we look at Demas, this character, this man who served with Paul, I want to look at the whole part of his life. Not just half of his life, but the whole part, the pretty and the ugly. And my prayer is this evening, as we look at his life, that we will learn from his past so that we may not make those same mistakes that he did. Details about Demas. Number one, I want us to notice Demas' definition, or just listen to the definition of the name Demas. The name Demas means governor of the people, but it also means popular. So it means governor of the people, but it means popular. And so that goes without saying that Demas was well known to believers and by believers throughout the New Testament churches. You'll find the mention of Demas' name in three places. He's mentioned here in Colossians 4:14. He's mentioned in Philemon chapter 1, which is only one chapter, but verse 24. Then, of course, the verse in 2 Timothy 4:10. And so the man Demas, name means popular, governor of the people, and he's mentioned in those three places, well known to the New Testament churches and the believers there. But I want you to notice something here in Colossians 4:14. I want you to notice who Demas whose Demas' name is associated with. Look at verse 14. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Demas' name is associated with Dr. Luke here. Because of his association, it gave Demas great respect and added to his good reputation. Just the very fact that his name is mentioned here with Luke. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. So both of these men have a greeting through Paul to the church of Colossae. But it has a lot to do with Demas and his popularity. Demas and his great character, or at least great reputation, has a lot to do with who he was associated with. And again, being associated with Luke here brought great popularity to him. And again, he was very well known by the believers in the New Testament churches. Let me say tonight that it matters who you associate yourself with in life. It matters. Whoever you associate yourself with could have a positive or a negative impact in your life and upon your reputation. For example, your name, if your name is associated with a group of believers at a church, that's a good thing. But if your name is associated with a group of bank robbers who are wanted, is a bad thing. You see, association with certain people can either mean a good thing or a bad thing upon you and your life. And so as we look at this verse this evening, we see that Luke is mentioned with Demas. So this is his association. And again, he was a popular man, Demas was. And he was a man who was well known in the community. Number two tonight, I'm going to go a step further. Not only do we see Demas' definition, but I want to look at Demas' dedication. There was a dedicated part of Demas that was well known. Demas was well known because of his association with Luke, Paul, and others. But also he was well known because he was a man that labored. He labored heavily. Looking, if you would, at Philemon. Philemon, verse 24. We're going to notice here that Paul has mentioned Demas, and it's connected to his hard labor. Y'all just stay with me tonight. We're going somewhere with a message. In verse number 24 of Philemon, notice what the scriptures say whenever I get there. It's on your screen. And he says this in verse 24, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas. Then he says, my fellow laborers. And again, this is Paul writing. And in the book of Philemon, Paul is writing to Philemon, and Onesimus has delivered the letter to him. And he mentions here at the conclusion of this letter that Demas was a laborer. Demas was one who was dedicated to the work of the Lord. And the word labored here, or fellow laborer, just means fellow worker. He was a man who worked hard for the Lord. And he was a man who accompanied himself to Paul, and accompanied himself to Luke and to others. So he was a man who worked hard, a man who was dedicated to the Lord. Tonight, if Paul were to say he was a good worker, and he does here, then there's no interview needed. Just hire him. Speaking of this man, Demas, because he was a hard worker, and Paul says so. He says that Demas was my fellow laborer. Now, Paul is a name dropper, and you'll find that out at times in Scripture. He likes to place titles upon people, different names. If you listened and watched on Wednesday night, we were talking about Epaphroditus. And if you would, for just a moment, turn to Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2, in verse number 25. So Paul called Demas his fellow laborer. Well, he called Epaphroditus some names as well, some good names, Paul being a name dropper. Philippians chapter number 2, verse 25, notice the Bible says, "Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus." Notice what he says, "my brother." And then he says, "and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants." So we see that Paul is actually dropping some other names here. What does he say? Well, he calls Epaphroditus, number one, my brother. And the word brother here is in relation to a family name, talking about brothers and sisters in Christ. And he calls Epaphroditus my brother. Can I say tonight that we need to be name droppers as well? If we are saved by the grace of God, that means we have a family name. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And you go out into the world, and listen, you can get called anything in this world. But within the church of God, we ought to call each other, at least from time to time, "hey brother, hey sister." That's a family name. Everybody can't say that, but God's people can say that. And so he says that Epaphroditus was my brother. And then he says companion in labor, which means fellow worker. Then he says fellow soldier. We know that Epaphroditus almost died in the service of the Lord. He was going to deliver a love gift to Paul that was in prison in Rome. And the Bible says, in fact it says, notice if you would in verse 26, the next verse. He says, "For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow." Epaphroditus almost died in the work of the Lord, delivering this gift. And so Paul says he is a fellow soldier. Can I say tonight, serving the Lord, there is a type of warfare that's included here. It is a type of battle. The Christian life is a battle at times. And we see that Epaphroditus, he almost gave his life delivering a love gift. And so Paul calls him a fellow soldier. And then, of course, he says messenger. He says fellow soldier, but your messenger. And the word messenger here means delegate. It means apostle. But also it means a representative of the Lord or church. Epaphroditus represented the church of Philippi. And he went to deliver this gift to Paul in the time of his need. Tonight we see that Paul was a name dropper. He was one who gave names to people. When it comes to Demas, he says that Demas was a fellow laborer. He was one who worked hard and labored for the Lord. And so tonight we see Demas' dedication. Demas labored, but also want to say that Demas loved. He was a man of great love. Colossians 4:14, if you want to turn back there. Notice what he says, Colossians 4:14. It says, "Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you." And Demas greet you. He was dedicated in his labor, but he was also dedicated in his love. This greeting tells us that Demas cared for the saints at Colossae. And he was mentioning his greeting to them as Paul penned it down and delivered it to the church. Demas wanted the church of Colossae to know that he greets them, that he's thinking about them, that he loves them. So we see that he was a man who loved. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. This greeting tells us that Demas cared for those saints. He was sending his love to the church through this letter. I can only glean tonight from that we, the church, need to operate out of love. We need to continue to love one another. Let us not grow cold and indifferent to one another. Let us not have any long space of time without talking to one another and being there for one another. But let us all operate out of love. Check in with one another. Send a card to someone. Pick up the phone. Send a text. Any of those things work. And we see all of this from the life of Demas. He wanted the church to know that he was there for them and that he loved them. The very heart of Jesus tonight is love. Let me say that when Jesus is our centerpiece, we will love. What's your centerpiece tonight? What is the central thing in your life that you're operating from? Is it money? Those watching on Facebook, what's the centerpiece in your life? Is it lust after something? Is it money? What is it? We all have a centerpiece. And tonight, if Jesus is our centerpiece, then love will flow freely from our hearts to one another. Because we are the church of God, the people of God, we need to operate out of love. Well, we see that Demas was that man. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. We see Demas' dedication. In that, he labored, and in that, he loved. Let me mention something else. Tonight, we see Demas' departure. 2 Timothy, if you would, for a moment, chapter number 4. 2 Timothy 4:10. So tonight we've noticed a little bit about his name. We've noticed a little bit tonight about his dedication. We've noticed tonight about his labor and his love. But there was a departure in the life of Demas. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Notice verse number 14. I'm sorry, verse 10. Verse 10. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Grecians to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. What is he talking about here? Well, he says that Demas was with me for a season, but then there came a time when he departed. And I want to say tonight that most believe Demas was in prison with Paul one, maybe two times. And now Demas hears Paul talking about the end of his ministry. Look in verse number 6. He says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." So what is he talking about here? Well, this is what I believe tonight. I believe Demas was with Paul when he was in prison. And maybe twice he was with him in prison. And now Paul is talking about the end game. Paul is talking about the end of his ministry. And that he has fought a good fight. And he has finished his course and kept the faith. I believe Demas got cold feet. Let me say this. Notice if you would in verse number 6. Some of this end talk Paul was mentioning. In verse number 6, he says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." That word offered there, it means to pour out as a drink offering. In the Old Testament, the first 5 books of the Bible, and with some others as well, but you'll find more about this drink offering. And it actually is mentioned several times in people's lives individually, how they actually poured out upon some things. Number one, there was Jacob. Remember Jacob when he was, he had that long night's sleep and it was on a rock of a pillow. But then he dreamed of the ladder and the Lord at the top and the angels ascending and descending. Well, the Bible says that when Jacob arose, that he anointed that rock. He said, this is the place of God. That was a type of offering, drink offering, something being poured out, meaning reverence or respect. And then we see in the New Testament, actually, in Luke 22, verse number 20, that Jesus says, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And he was saying there that I'm getting ready to pour out my life, my life's blood for you. And so now we have Paul in like manner saying that he is literally getting ready to give his life for Jesus and graduate to heaven. And so I said all of that to say this, that Paul is talking heavy here at the end of his life. And Demas knows that he's getting ready to go on to be with the Lord at this particular time. And the Bible says in verse number 10, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. I believe that Demas wasn't ready for heaven yet. He knew that Paul was getting ready to graduate to heaven, but yet Demas wasn't ready to go. And I can't say, who's to say what we would do if we was in Demas' shoes? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know how old he was. He followed Paul to the end, but evidently he wanted to hang on to this world and not graduate to heaven and go the way Paul did. Demas had some things that he was longing for, evidently, back in Thessalonica. He was still connected to this world system. He still had some pull here in this world. And his mind, his heart, and his body wasn't ready to graduate to heaven yet. And so we see Demas' departure. He went back to Thessalonica. And so Demas knew that Paul was getting ready to die, and Demas didn't want to die. He didn't want to go to be with the Lord the way Paul did. And so he went back home. Let me say this. In Luke 9:62, I'll just give it to you. The Bible talks about taking our hand to the plow and not looking back. Matthew 8:22 talks about where Jesus says, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. He's talking about surrender. He's talking about following the Lord, taking our hand to the plow and not looking back. Tonight, there's the departure of Demas. And a lot of people have a lot of different ideas of exactly what happened to Demas. Oh, well, he just went on a wild tangent somewhere. I really don't believe that. I think that he was a very devoted man. I think he was a well-loved man, a popular man. But I also believe that at the very, very end, where the rubber met the road, he didn't want to go that way. And again, only we could say what we would do if we was in his shoes. Tonight, as we wrap up the message, we just wanted to share some things about the life of Demas. Just one of those characters that sometimes falls between the cracks. And like we mentioned last Wednesday about Epaphroditus, we want to get into some of these other characters that you really don't hear about all that often. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you for who you are. And for the things you do, Lord, I pray tonight that you will take our few words. And Lord, I pray that you would minister to hearts. God, sometimes you use a particular service like you did this morning to touch hearts and touch lives. Lord, tonight we believe that you chose a different route. Lord, we're just so appreciative and thankful for this time to be together. We pray that you would minister to hearts during the time of invitation. And we praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. If you need to